With Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533, or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533, or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebewaing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebewaing, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
The second half is about to begin here. As both teams are back out, Cass City will be receiving to start the second half. As Dave Hansen, what were your thoughts in the first half?
Oh, I thought we seen a good first half, Clark. It got off to a kind of a shaky start for Bad Axe. They recovered well. We seen a lot of good offense, a lot of first downs, and we eventually seen some good passing by Bad Axe, a lot of screen passes, and Braden Personowski carrying the load for Cass City.
And the kick is brought down at the 24-yard line. Picks it up and gets across about the 31, a 7-yard gain by number 27. Drew Field with the return, and it's first and 10 for Cass City.
Number 68, Nick Crotchin with the tackle for Bad Axe.
First and 10 coming up for the Red Hawks, first to play of the second half. breaking the huddle. And they start out with receiver wide each way. Number 88, Curtis Dickinson, and the other way is number 7. Excuse me, number 27, Drew Field. Handoff to number 26, Persanowski, right around the right end. Gets out for the first down, and then plus about 3 more yards out to the 45-yard line. They're going to mark him down to the 46 as a 13-yard game.
Tyler Labor with a shoestring tackle, but probably a touchdown-saving tackle nonetheless.
First and 10 for the Red Hawks at their own 46-yard line, 54 yards away from the end zone with 11:45 left in the third quarter. 28-16, Cassidy by 12. Receiver wide each way, working off the right hash. Hartle hands it off to number 6. Sawyer Cuthrow, the sophomore, gets out to midfield. It's a gain of 4 and brings up 2nd and 6.
Number 87, Austin Wushlager with the tackle.
2nd and 6 coming up for the Red Hawks, halfway there at the 50-yard line. Coming up to the line, saying number 3 wide to the right, Shane Rasmussen. To the left, number 27, Drew Field. Two men in the backfield, Hartle's under center. Badex bringing the blitz, and number 2 actually falls down the quarterback, but they hand it off to Persanowski first, and he's brought back in the backfield by number 26, Persanowski, the ball carrier, stopped by the Badex defense in the backfield.
The blitz was led by 75, Shane Stokin. Looked like they jumped the snap count there a little bit, and we're ready for that run play from Cass City.
Now brings up actually a 3rd and 7 from the 48-yard line. Hartle back into the huddle. Bad Axe defense ready to go. Trying to get a critical third down stop here to keep the momentum on the hatchet sideline. I formation, 3 men in the backfield, all in a straight line, elementary style. Hartle's under center, looking around. Bad Axe bring the blitz yet again. And it's a handoff to Persanowski, and right through the line, bringing the blitz for Bad Axe. Number Nick Crotchin, number 68, the senior, is blasted right through the line. A loss of 7 yards in the play. Now brings up 4th and 13. And 4th and 14 for Cass City. A huge play for the Bad Axe defense.
I know Bad Axe showed blitz like they did on the play before. I don't think they actually brought the blitz, but it confused the offensive line. Crotchin comes through the line untouched and blows up the play.
Fourth down now, bringing out the punt team for Cass City. They get it away, and it bounces at the 20-yard line, 30-yard line, takes a Cass City bounce, gets down to about the 24-yard line where number 2, Dakota Hartle, will bring it down. And that's where Bad Axe will start their drive at the 23-yard line in their own territory. 9:19 left in the third quarter, 28-16, Cass City leads.
Looks like Bad Axe is going to continue to do more of the same that they ended the second quarter with, Clark. You're going to see a lot of Tyler Labor in motion and utilizing him as a tailback, a lead blocker, and a decoy.
9:19 left in the third quarter. Clock stopped momentarily. Trips to the right, one to the left. Morneau in the pistol, looking to pass to his right. Now has to shed a tackler, runs back to his left. He's going to keep it. He's across the line of scrimmage, across the 30, and down to the first down marker, and then some. Finally brought down to the 35-yard line, a 12-yard gain on the broken play on the keeper, and it's moved the chains for Bad Axe.
First and 10 hatches.
Tackle made by number 6, Sawyer Cuthrow. What a play there, Clark, is a rollout to the near side of the field. He went to pass the ball, nothing there. Hit as he went to make a move, broke the tackle, and ended up turning what looked like nothing into a first down.
First and 10 now for Bad Axe. 2 wide each way now. Hines is in motion. And it's actually a keeper to Morneau through the middle. Not much going there. Gets about 4 yards when all said and done. Out to the 39-yard line. Brings up 2nd and 6.
Cass City tackler was number 71, Sam Boots.
8:35 left now in the third. Clock continues to go. After a huge stop on third down, Cass City had to punt it away to Bad Axe. who in the second